the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The main purpose of the book is to have a starting point. Or no.
You're supposed to be a leader. And this is what we have in the list.
The main purpose of the book is to have a starting point.
You is so sweet.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that...
You is so sweet.
...knows what it's talking about. Who the hell is that, and why is that not funny? Anyway... Every night till 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what they're talking about. And then truth is our bitch. Truth is our bitch. Take it to the looking glass and beyond. And we let you know where it am at, you know. And we go places where other talk shows can't go. It's as simple as that. And as you listen and as you watch, you will find out. Watch us online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can take a look at our live streaming video. You can listen to the archives. You can listen to our podcasts, all of them. Our classic Phil podcast for free. And, of course, our daily podcast of each and every show. Thousands of hours in the archives, our news feed, guaranteed email response from your brother here, Phil. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. That's the world we're living in right now, so you better get your backstage pass. Otherwise, you're like a one-legged man in the old ass-kicking contest, right? Right. All right, 877-876-PHIL. A judge in California has blocked a law that restricts sex offenders from living near parks and schools. We're going to be talking with a former sex offender, a man who spent 8 years in a forensic hospital, Herb Sewell, in just a moment, about this new ruling by a California Superior Court judge on something called Jessica's Law. The ACLU fights for students' right to wear bracelets that say boobies. Plus, Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson has passed on. Sparky Anderson, 76 years of age, and a resident of one of our local cities, one of our sister cities down the road here, Thousand Oaks, California. Sparky, 76 years of age. I don't know how many world's champ, 3 world championships, I believe, 2 with the Reds, 1 with the Detroit Tigers, and a number of pennants. Great manager. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Later on, Ron Tarner will join us. Professor Ron Tarner from the Cloverdale Observatory in Colorado. All right. Our affiliate spotlight this evening, by the way, on Sparky Anderson's former hometown of Detroit, WDTW 1310 AM, and in Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL 1330 AM. So let's get on the line. Herb Sewell here from, Herb, I will say that you're in Southern California, though you were not supposed to let anybody know where. Although you, as a sex offender, registered sex offender, you have to be registered, and people need to know who are interested where you live. But we are not going to let anybody know for obvious reasons.
Well, there are personal security issues having to do with my own personal security. There's also, of course, the fact that I do register and I allow those access, need that access to my address. But I'm also employed in a research capacity for a number of universities on the West Coast. And so I would rather not let any, if you will, any fallout or collateral fallout from our interview this evening affect my relationships with them.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL. All right, let's take a look at this story, Herb, because I know you're with an organization called the Sexual Offenders League.
Yes, the Sex Offenders League of California. And there are some 1,000, 1,500 of us. We are basically in a consortium, an organization, so that we might access legal defense information so that we can be made kept abreast of the latest laws and the latest rulings having to do with the sex offender. For instance, issues such as this is very important. Where are we allowed to live as opposed to where we can't? What our legal rights may or may not be? And certainly what is best for all concerned, most importantly the parents, the families, and so forth, of these children. But we also have lives. We were not convicted of a capital crime that would take our lives from us. So we were in prison, and now we're out of prison. I am myself in a halfway house, but I am going to be at some point purchasing a home, and I have looked at homes that I would like for myself, and I don't want to run afoul of a law that is already quite restrictive, I would say, Phil.
How many years were you in Atascadero.
I was there 8 years.
You were there for a number of violent crimes, not only against children but women, correct?
That is correct.
You also are very familiar with and have become friendly with other violent offenders. Isn't that true?
Yes, that would be true.
All right. And this Sexual Offenders League is an organization of individuals who don't want to go and commit their crimes again.
No, but by all means, no.
These are men who, are there women in your organization?
I don't know. There may be. I don't know. I haven't looked at the entire roster of participants and members, but there could very well be.
All right. So what is the number one concern? And let me just, before you tell me this, we got this Jessica's Law, and Superior Court Judge Peter Espinoza ruled that sex offense parolees are forced to become homeless or go to prison because the law gives them few housing options. Now, the law states it is against the law for sex offenders to reside within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. Is that how you understand it?
That is exactly how we understand it. And we think the judge has made a very fine ruling here. Now, I'm not the least bit interested in going out and offending again. I am interested, however, in being able to live someplace other than under a bridge or in a box, you know, or something like this. So I think it needs to be clearly spelled out to those of us in the Sex Offenders League and others who help us legally. What are we supposed to do? Now, the California Supreme Court has upheld, I understand, most of the provisions of the... And this came from Proposition 86, I believe?
Yes, it was in 2006, Prop 86, establishing Jessica's Law to increase punishment for sexually violent crimes. The judge in his 10-page ruling said that the housing restrictions have increased the homeless population. That, in other words, there's more homeless people out there and they're sex offenders.
That could very well be, and that's very dangerous. And we don't, those of us in the Sex Offenders League don't want this in this situation to be, to exist. Any more than anyone else does. So what we are proposing is the following. The judge has already struck down the provision that to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park is illegal. Therefore, those of us who are currently looking for a home, and this is a depressed housing market, and I would think that those selling homes would be inclined to have the business. You know, I don't know how easy it is selling a home these days. So I would purchase the home, and if there is a problem, obviously, then either the park or the school needs to be moved to an area where you're going to have less of a concentration of sexual offenders.
And now, you understand moving a park a private school or public school is going to be very, very difficult.
I understand that, but what we're saying is there's two options here. Number one option is the following. Because it's been struck down, so I am allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a private or public school or park. So here's what we would say. Move the park or the school, which I understand is very, very difficult, or put some teeth into the law. If your child, and I say your child, I say this very generally, Phil, comes anywhere near me, then you are placed under arrest. You see, it would be the same were I, Herb Sewell, or anyone who's the defendant in the Sex Offenders League, or any ancillary organization, came within 2,000 feet of a child, or whatever it is we're not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to live in certain areas. Then it would be a crime, you see.
And yes, you're proposing that if you... So this law, having been that part of the law struck down, you're proposing that if the children come near the sex offender...
If the children come near the sex offender, yes, that the parents are arrested, that the child is then placed into some kind of state care until such time as this case can be adjudicated. Now, I'm registered. You can find out where I live. There's no excuse for your kid coming anywhere. When I say kid, I said it was all due respect, Phil, but I'm registered, and you find out where I live on sex offender registry. There's no excuse for your child to come anywhere near me, and if your kid comes near me, then we have real teeth. We throw the parents in jail.
Now, well, what parent is going to want their kids coming near you?
I guess, Phil, I don't think there's any parent that wants their children coming near me. However, let's put it this way. If I need to buy a home and I see a home that is well within my purchasing power, it's also a home that is close to a school or close to a park, and the parents know that that aspect of just law has been struck down, then you have this. Remove your children. Don't complain about it. Don't complain about it. But if you do complain about it, you now let the authorities know you have a child that is living near this sex offender. You're under arrest. So,
what about freedom of speech?
What about freedom of speech? You have all the freedom in the world, but you cannot, because of the risk to the child, you can't have your child anywhere near me. When you exercising your freedom of speech, say, I don't want that sex offender living anywhere near me, you exercise that, but you also say, oh, I have a kid here in the house, now the authorities come to your home, knock on your door, take your child, and put you in jail. And I think that's the only real way. And since I'm registered, responsibility is now on the parents to make sure no child is around me. I've done my part. I've registered. I've done my part. I purchased a home in as legal a manner as I possibly can. I purchased it perhaps near a school.
Well, are you going to go out and buy a home near a school on purpose? Are you going to go out and buy a home near a park?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not looking for trouble. See, there's no sex offender anywhere that's really looking for trouble. I'm looking for a home. I'm looking for a place to live as well as conduct my business, because I do telecommute. I'm looking for something that is befitting my income. That's what I'm looking for. So I've done my job, registered as a sex offender. I bought that house, thus and so. The individual sold me the home in a depressed economic, in a depressed real estate market. Of course, Giddy is a man on laughing gas that was able to sell the home that he had to a sex offender that's 2,000 feet from a park. You might even say it's funny. You know,
I don't know too many people that's going to think it's funny.
But no, what I'm saying is the man's been able to do it. So I shouldn't have to turn away from a beautiful home that is right up my alley economically just because it's near a park or school, and the judge agrees with me. That's not very fair. So what happens then is you live near a park, you live near a school, Herb Sewell's your neighbor, you open up your mouth and say, I don't want him there. Oh, really? Do you have children there? Yes, I do. You're under arrest. And so...
So what does a parent do in that situation?
Move. You have to move. There's no choice. Or keep your mouth shut and see what develops. And
well, that's what the fear of a lot of parents is, Herb, and to see what develops.
I'm not saying see what develops. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, that a lot of parents are afraid, Herb, that, you know, see what develops is exactly what's going to happen. And that means that before they can do anything, their child has been victimized. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest, Herb Sewell, coming up next. 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Dr. Ron Turner. We're talking here with Herb about an aspect of Jessica's law in California that's been struck down. That law prohibited sex offenders from residing within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park where children gather. That has been ruled, I suppose, unconstitutional by a Superior Court judge. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming right back with Herb Sewell.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I heard about that. We're going to talk about it. On the line with me is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is a man who does research for a number of universities, history departments, as well as civics departments. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about his past as a sex offender, a man who was incarcerated in a forensic hospital, as a matter of fact. So you were, Herb, I don't want to put any more prejudice than is necessary here, but it's what we used to call a hospital for the criminally insane, isn't it?
That would be correct. That would be accurate, Phil, yes. It was at one time. Forensic hospitals referred to that way. It's not the most accurate way of looking at it now, because you can't really say, yes, criminally insane is true in terms of did I know or did I not know that it was wrong to do what I was doing. criminality in terms of the insanity of the individual means they didn't know whether it was right or wrong. I dare say there are a number of people at the Forensic Hospital at Tascadero and other places that were well aware of the fact that what they were doing was wrong.
But they did it anyway.
That is correct.
All right, we're talking to Herb, who was in for 8 years, about this sex offender law, Jessica's law in California. This law said that as a sex offender, you were not allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. That meant that in the minds of the legislators who formulated this law, at least they would be away from children as registered sex offenders. And, oh, yeah, there's lots of kids in parks, lots of kids in schools.
Exactly, and they overstepped their bounds very clearly. And the Sex Offender League pointed this out to them.
Well, what do you mean the Sex Offender League pointed this out to them?
Well, through our attorneys, we pointed out that this is a completely asinine and unworkable aspect of the law. I have every right in the world, after I've registered as a sex offender, to purchase a home that is in keeping with my financial ability. And if it is near a park, it doesn't mean that I'm going to run over there and start to molest everyone that I see. Now, if there's a parent that is, take great exception to this, I would say to that parent then, get your child away from me. If you don't get the child away from me, then you should be subject to arrest. That is what we feel a very workable aspect of law, and one that we can live with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here with Herb Sewell. We're going to take some phone calls. Here is Thomas. Thomas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Phil. Herb, how you doing?
Yes.
I'm good, thank you.
My question to you, Herb, is basically, I'm a father of an abused child, but, you know, putting that aside, I'm not angry with you about that at all, but...
I hope it wasn't me.
All right, let's not make the jokes, though, okay? I don't want to do any jokes.
I apologize.
No, it's cool. I mean, coming from you, that's to be expected, but anyway... Basically, you know, my comment to
I'm trying to be friendly.
Let's let the gentleman talk. I don't want to get into a lot of crosstalk and personality talk here. Go ahead, Thomas, make your point.
Okay, well, anyway, basically the law is, 2,000 feet from a school or park where kids play or, you know, it's in school.
It's part of Jessica's law, Tom. This is Phil. It's part of Jessica's law, which is a far more sweeping law than just that. But part of the law, part of it, was no residence within 2,000 feet of a park or schools.
Which, you know, in my opinion, should be a lot broader. You know, first of all, the question I have for him is, well, where are you from? I notice you have an accent. Or where are you from?
I come from Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore,
I'm originally
from the East Coast. Yes, sir. I lived abroad briefly. I studied abroad, but I'm an American by birth.
Okay. Well, I noticed the accent. I was just curious as to where you originated from, I guess. But I can understand of an accent.
I have what some people describe as a mid-Atlantic accent. As I say, I did study not only in Great Britain, I studied in France for a period of time.
Okay.
I've lectured. I am a much more than just a sex offender. Unfortunately, that's the aspect of my life that is taken over. And
all right, that, fine. That answers that question.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay, so
anything else?
In my opinion, this leak that you have is probably a good thing. You can, you guys who do your, whatever you do can get together and talk about, the things that you guys do. But that there should be.
Why don't I cut to the chase? Because I understand you're a little nervous. I'm going to live where I want to live, Thomas. The law is on my side here. Yes, it is. Because it says that struck down that part. Now, I understand you not wanting your child near me. I totally understand that. I don't argue with that.
It's up to you to get your child away from me.
Yes, I do. If you don't want your child near me, then why would you have your child near me? All right?
You move, or you keep the child away.
And if you don't, you're arrested. I'm not arrested. You're arrested.
It's coming the other way around. All you have to do is move into a neighborhood where you're 2,000 feet within a school or a park, and I promise you, you will be arrested, not the child's parents, not the child.
No, because they struck down that aspect of the law. You don't understand.
Where would they strike down this part of the law?
Are you kidding? Mr. Hendry just read it to you. And and it's in the California...
Don't worry about it. It's the California law, Jessica's law, and that was part of the law that a judge struck down.
Right. So now I can live within 2,000 feet of a school. I don't want to. I don't want to be harassed out of a neighborhood. So to put teeth into the law, what I say is this. If you're found to have children living near me and it bothers you, then you're placed under arrest.
Then the parent is placed under arrest if it bothers them that you live near their kid.
That's exactly correct, because you've allowed yourself, you've told everybody where you live, near me.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Back with more.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I wouldn't do that, though.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and online at philhendryshow.com with our live-streaming video and audio of the show. Herb Sewell has joined me. Mr. Sewell is among many things. We are not just one thing. We are many things. When we look at our own lives, Mr. Sewell was at one time incarcerated for crimes against children and women at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital here in California. Now, he is out. He is a registered sex offender. He works telecommuting from where he's living now, a halfway house, correct?
That is correct, yes.
We're just looking at this law, Jessica's law, that today there was a ruling made by a Superior Court judge saying that an aspect of Jessica's law, this is a law that is a law that deals with sex offenders.
And, Phil, as a member, I am a member of the Sex Offenders League, and we're very familiar with the law. We don't ask to be consulted on anything. Of course, we're very, very interested in the ruling today.
Well, the ruling today says that one aspect of that is, I suppose, unconstitutional. He says sex offender parolees are forced to become homeless because of this law. So the ruling that says you can't live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or park is unconstitutional, and therefore he struck that down.
That is correct.
Now, you said that you're looking at a home or a townhouse?
There is a townhouse that I won't tell you where this is because I don't want to. And this is just to protect myself. It's to protect the individual selling the home. But there's a townhouse for sale now that I'm very much interested in. It's right across the street from a preschool. But it has attached parking. The homeowners association fees are reasonable. The commons are beautiful, well, very well kept. Beautiful pool. Two stories, there's a living room loft, and it is perfect for the kind of work that I do. Now, it is across the street from preschool. Because I'm a registered sex offender, individuals will know that I live there, concerned parents, so forth. If the parents are coming out of that preschool with their children in their ballerina outfits, shall we say, or they're coming out of the preschool with their children all in their little pink tights or whatever they wear, that's parading that right in front of me. Now, if you have a problem with that, then you'd have to say, I'm moving. If you make it known to me or known to the authorities that you've got a problem with me living there, now you're placed under arrest.
Why are they placed under arrest?
Because you brought your child knowingly near my house.
But the whole school's there.
No, you're not going to arrest every parent. If they keep their mouth, excuse me for saying this, if the parents are all right with me living there, I was going to say if they keep their mouth shut, but I don't want this to be contentious. If they're all right with me living there, and yes, on some level they keep their mouths shut, and they don't make life for me any worse than it's already been, then we live together in harmony. But if they make an issue of it, then you either get your kid out of the school, or you are placed under arrest in violation of the law. That is, bringing your kid near a sex offender. You see, if I go near a kid, I get arrested. If the kid comes near me, the kid gets arrested. You can't arrest the kid, and that's what I wish I could do, but the parent then has to pay the price.
Oh, how are you going to arrest a little preschooler?
Some kind of an incarceration for the child, because the kid needs to learn, you know, if you want to educate, this is the best way to do it. Put that kid in jail for what he's doing.
Well, Herb, that's the first thing you've said on my program tonight that sounds a little weird, man.
No, there's nothing weird about it.
Yeah, it sounds very weird. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Julie, you're on with Herb Sewell.
I just had a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You move into a neighborhood where there are already children there. There are already parents, there are already children. Why should the parent then be arrested just because they complain or they say something to the authorities about you living there? You know, they're concerned for their children. Why should they then get arrested when they may have been there for 20 years? I mean, you're the outsider.
I'm a registered sex offender. I've registered. I've done what the law asked me to do. Now I've moved into a neighborhood. Now these parents are saying that there's a risk to their child. Well, the law says that I have a right to live there. If you feel your child is at risk, then you've knowingly kept your child in an area where there is a sex offender. Therefore, you are in violation. It's a felony, and you go to jail.
Well, wait a minute. I think what Julie is asking is, you have a right to be there, okay, but the parents have a right to be there.
Right, but I'm not complaining about Julie. She's complaining about me. I'm saying, well, why do you have your child near me? Well, I didn't know my child was going to be near a sex offender. Well, then it's all just keep quiet about it. And I don't mean to say this to you, Julie, but in general, just shut up and don't say anything. Because the minute you do, now your kid's arrested, you're arrested, every kind of hell.
But it doesn't make any sense for you to be the one who's moving into the neighborhood for the person who's been there for years to be arrested when they haven't done anything wrong. I mean, they're trying to protect their children by going to the authorities and saying, look, you know, we're just concerned. We want to make sure that, you know, y'all are aware that he's here. You know, why should they be arrested for that?
Because I've already registered, so they already know that I'm there. And you, by going to them, you're bothering them, you know. And I shouldn't say you're bothering them, but it's needless prattle, you know.
Well, what? I mean, if a parent, look, there's a sex offender on the street, I'm really nervous about this.
Right. And I say to you, say I'm the police officer.
All right.
And Mr. Henry, you know the sex offender has to register.
Yes, sir, I do.
Then why are you bothering me?
Why am
I
bothering you?
Well, who said that we were bothering you? I mean, you know.
Yeah, who said?
Well, I'm the police officer, okay?
Okay.
And you two come to me and you say that there's a sex offender on your street. And I say, yes, Julie, and yes, Phil, we know he's registered. And you say, well, it bothers us. And I say to you, you better just cut your losses, you know, quit while you're ahead and get out of here.
What does that mean, quit while you're ahead?
Because then I've got to arrest you.
For what?
Because you've got your children near a sex offender. Don't you understand? Isn't it about protecting children?
Yes.
Then why would you have your child near a sex offender?
I didn't know my child was near.
Well, now you do because he's registered. Now get out of my precinct. I wouldn't say it like that, but I'm sure there would be some police officers that would be very short on patience and might say, get out of my precinct house and don't ever come in here again.
I mean, I think that they would have the right to say, okay, yes, you know, you've told us, you know, we are aware he is registered and stuff, but there's still no reason to arrest them. I mean, it's freedom of speech to say to someone, hey, you know,
we're
not comfortable with this.
But if you keep on talking about it and blah, 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 and I've got other things I've got to do, and I've got maybe a rapist on the loose, or I've got to go and, you know, do duty for a funeral, or get a cat out of a tree, or some ridiculous thing, and you keep bothering me, at what point do I just say to someone, would you put her under arrest?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I you're saying, okay, I understand sort of what you're saying. Julie, thank you for your call. Parents that keep bothering the cops about sex offenders who don't just move are causing the problem. I sort of understand. I don't get, you're making the parent the bad guy here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Herb Sewell about Jessica's Law, which today in the state of California, a judge struck down an aspect of that, saying that the part of the law saying that sex offenders cannot live within 2,000 feet of a school or a park is unconstitutional. He said to keep a sex offender away from just about anywhere where there are children would make him homeless. And in point of fact, he said that there are a lot of these sex offense parolees who are homeless, or they just go back to prison because the law it gives them few housing options. And so the law was, at least that aspect, struck down by this one judge. 877-876-PHIL. Herb Sewell on the line with us saying that because of that, he can live where he wants. And if people are complaining about it and you keep your child near him, then you should be placed under arrest. Here is Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm going to try to keep my cool here with this thing that you've got on the line here.
We're not going to get very far. We're not going to get very far when you're talking like that. No, we're not going to get very far with you talking to me like that.
Well, listen.
You talk to me like that, and I'm not going to listen to you.
Well, I don't care.
You know what?
What do you have this sex offenders league?
Where do you get
off? What exactly?
All right, gentlemen, hold on, gentlemen.
Well, the guy calls me a thing.
All right. Just chill out. Go ahead, Kevin.
Wow.
My question to you is, your sex offenders league, what exactly do you guys do when you get together in your sex offenders league? Do you talk about, who you molested or what? I'm just curious. I can't figure out what this sex offenders league thing is.
It's a group of men who were incarcerated for these crimes who share legal information, share information on housing, share information on rehabilitation, share information on hospitalization, insurance, and so forth. It's a way for these men to connect with others like them, whereby they are not tainting, if you will, the social atmosphere of wherever it is they are. And they're talking to people that understand them. I don't think it's unique in American society for individuals of unique experience to bond together. And this is the sex fair. And yes, we do sit around. We have a twice-a-year barbecue.
And you have a barbecue?
Yes.
Well, that's
and what do you talk about at the barbecue?
We talk about what it was like in prison. Things like that.
But that's beside the point. The fact is, I have the right.
Why do you ask me about it?
Will you let the gentleman talk?
My two kids, my little girl and my little boy and myself and my wife have the legal right to go anywhere that we wish to. You, on the other hand, don't, okay? You have... I didn't know you wanted the right to put your children in front of a sex offender.
Why do you want the right to have your children living near a sex offender?
I would rather you live under a pile of garbage, as far as I'm concerned, in a landfill. That's where I'd love for you to stay. 2,000 miles, not 2,000 feet away from a playground or a school. People like you are a disgrace. You're telling me that I have to be arrested because I come around you? Now, I'll tell you what. If my children happen to be in your vicinity,
yes.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You even cut your eyes at my little girl and my little boy, and you're going to have to deal with me, and yeah, I will go to jail.
All right.
And guess what?
You're going to parade your kid in her ballerina costume in front of my house because you think that's funny? Because you're getting your kicks that way, huh?
Wait a minute. He didn't say that.
Well, if he's got his kid in school and he knows where I live, and he says, hey, here's my kid in a ballerina costume. What do you think, Herb? Wow.
My child has to go to school.
I don't know what to say about that guy. Huh?
My child can play wherever she wants to. And if scum like you come around my little girl and my little boy, you heard what I said. You need to walk away, pal. You need to walk away. I don't need
you
to
want, you want your kid playing in my front yard?
I haven't done anything wrong.
Okay.
I have not done anything wrong. You have, on the other hand.
According to the law, yes, you have. According to the law, you have, because you've decided that you want your kid playing on my front lawn. What kind of a weirdo wants to do that?
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. He said, I know where you live, Herb, and I still want my kid walking by your house in a cowboy outfit.
I'm telling you, my kid don't have to. My kid can do anything she wants to do. That's what I'm saying. You, on the other hand, you have all the restrictions.
No, she can't. She can't smuggle heroin. Is your child allowed to smuggle heroin? No. Can you use your child to smuggle marijuana? No, you can't. And you should not be able to use your child as a way of provoking me... in my brand new townhome with attached parking.
Well, that's you see, this is a conversation that's kind of squirrely, because what you're saying, Herb, is you're in a townhouse, you're across the street from a preschool, there's parents coming out with little kids, and they shouldn't be able to say a word about it, because then that lets people know that they've willingly put their children in front of a sex offender, and they get arrested.
Exactly. I think the time has come That's the shoe be on the other foot.
Hole I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, no, it isn't. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense if you think about it. It makes perfect
no,
sense.
It has made,
you don't let me live
no
anywhere.
Sense.
I can't.
Absolutely
you want me
no
to live
sense.
Under a, you know, we have a housing crisis in California right now. I'm willing to put down cash money on a brand new townhouse. Do you know that that guy would crawl across broken glass to take that deal? But he can't because you, whatever your name is, Kevin, you don't want that guy to have the money because you won't be living in garbage.
Well, let's not blame Kevin. You're not going to put the real estate crisis on parents who are concerned for the safety of the children. Kevin, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Why did your voice sound all funny there?
What?
Your voice all went, it sounded hollow.
Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Herb Sewell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in just a moment on Jessica's Law.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Get control of your show, will you? Get control of your show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I just found out that you had played football. I won't say the alma mater.
I would rather that you not.
But you did play football. You were a starting fullback, and you were a All-American?
That is correct. That is correct. 2 years, my junior and my senior year.
All right, Herb Sewell with us. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Herb is a former... he was incarcerated for child molestation at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital in California. We're talking about Jessica's Law, a California law that made it illegal for sex offenders to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. It has been that aspect of it, that section of it, has been struck down as unconstitutional. Herb is part of a group called the Sex Offenders League, where you say that you share information and you also have a barbecue.
We have a barbecue twice a year. Yeah, there's a group of us that sit down, and
these are all men who were incarcerated for the same thing.
That is correct. Yes, and we'll sit down there. I will never go back to my old way of life, nor will any of these guys. But there is a how do I put this? The crime is horrible, but there is an art to it, and so you do sort of kick around back and forth. How did you get away with that? So on and so forth. It's interesting, but it is also, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that sounds...
Believe me.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go up to a phone call here. Cheryl in Fresno, California, listening on KJZN. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hey, I was just
yes,
wondering,
ma'am.
You know, why... I mean... Okay, let me start this over, because I'm getting a little confused. He's a sex offender. He's obviously made the choice to do something wrong to a little child. I don't know what the age of the child was. But the thing
all
is...
All ages. All ages.
That's fine, Herb. Thank you.
As parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and whatever, we are out here to stand up for our children to protect them from people like you. I don't
Absolutely.
Know if... I don't know if you're going to go back to your old ways. There's nothing guaranteeing that you're not going to go molest another child.
No, no. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. No way, no way, no way. No way.
But,
there's no
okay,
way.
You're saying no way, but how are us as parents
no
going to understand, you're living by a school, by children, by whatever. There's people out there that live life every day like a normal person, and we don't know if they're a sex offender or not.
Well, there's all kinds of people living there. There's children everywhere. Where do you live where there aren't children? Unless you buy yourself a farm, which I don't know about you, but the last time I checked my bank account, I can't afford that, or a ranch or something like that. So everywhere you live in the urban environment, you're going to be near a child. Now, if a parent is that concerned about the safety of the child, I've registered as a sex offender, then I would suggest they either move or risk arrest. I think it should be illegal to have your... It should be illegal for me to be near a child. If it's illegal for me to be near a child, then it should be illegal for a parent to have a kid that
goes
near me.
Why are we arresting the parents because we're out there protecting our children against sex offenders being around our children.
Why are you living there as a sex offender?
I'm sorry.
That's nuts.
If we weren't out there protecting our children, then we should go to jail by all means. Because we're not out there trying to keep our kids from harm's way.
Right. So that's why you're going to jail.
Why am I going to jail?
You're going to jail because you're saying, hi, I have a kid here, and I know there's a sex offender there. And the police officer says, well, why is your kid here when you know there's a sex offender there? What do you say to that?
Well, that's something you can say. Obviously, you guys have to register for a reason. There's a reason why you guys have to register. That's to let the people know. But how many people? I mean, there's people out there that don't have the internet. I don't have the internet. I can't get on the computer and tell you how many people can get the internet very easily.
You can get the internet for $30 a month. You know, so that's I don't know what to tell you. Have you got a cell phone? I'm disagreeing because there's nothing saying in paperwork
that I am not going to sex offend another child. You can go back. The Sex Offenders League.
We guarantee in our league constitution that, well, it doesn't guarantee it, but
Phil Hendry.